My name is Isabella Starr LeBlanc, and the name of my piece is Proposed Adjustments to American History Curriculum. 1. My classmates sound like streams. They take turns reciting textbook quotations. Their words are garbled like a river current, swift and monotonous. I envy how easy this is for them, how light their voices sound, because for me this class is heavy. Covered like thick smoke on water, I'm the only Native kid in this school. And I'm reminded that school to my grandmother was boarding school, education that stole you from home and told you to forget your headwaters. Why do I feel that legacy in this classroom? 2. American history felt like reliving 1,000 of my old lives. I was 17, but I felt 500 years older. I already knew I was history incarnated, treaties and massacres made flesh. I knew that being indigenous in America means carrying history no one else wants to hold. And that's why the concrete textbook felt hollow. Because for every single leaded page glued into its spine, there were 10, 20, 30 more that had been omitted, discarded in mass graves and prison cells, kept out of view in museum archives. I was tired of searching for these forgotten pages alone, of carrying my trauma like a secret. So I told my teacher, and then my principal, and then the head of school. I told them that American history takes bodies like mine and eats them whole. But instead of open ears and open palms, the head of school hid behind a textbook and a big wooden table and said, "I don't understand the problem. This is an American history class, not a Native history class." 3. The bell rings and I bring my head above water. I've held my breath for 1 hour and 15 minutes. This is my ceremony. My daily self-preservation ritual, because when they told me I had no choice but to sit in this pressurized room, I wanted to scream, but I was afraid my lungs weren't strong enough. So I decided to be silent instead. So today I entered the classroom the same as I do every day. I anchored myself to the shore as my classmates cascaded down streams. 4. When I was 17, I chose silence. I held my truths close to my heart. I sealed them in glass so as not to crush them. But I am no longer 17. And with every year that passes and every time this country breaks my heart, I am a little less willing to accept what they wanted to teach me. That this history is not my history, this country not my country, because I am no longer 17, but I am reminded of those who are. Those who are sitting quietly in classrooms, who hope there is a country out there with a spot for them at the table, a choir to sing with their voice. I am reminded that if we are teaching them anything other than the fact that this country is their birthright, we are failing them. So maybe I'll write a letter, and I'll title it Proposed Adjustments to American History Curriculum, and I'll send it to the head of school. In the letter, I will describe the American history class I wish I'd been in, the one every kid deserves to be in. In my class, no one would feel small or alone. No one would feel like this country's history means they're not part of its future, because my class would be a Native history class, and it would be a Black history class, and an Asian history class, and a Latino history class, and a women's history class, because that is my America. It is Native and Black and brown, Christian and Muslim and Jewish. My America is queer and disabled and poor, and you can never separate those parts. Because my America is time immemorial. It's trees that are tall enough to see the future, to see that we are stronger than the last 500 years of trauma combined. My America is knowing that this land has known love for longer than it has known hate. My America is learning to remember.